Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
The theme for today's readings seem to be a theme that is prevalent throughout all of Lent, which is the need for repentance, but with less of an emphasis on because we're terrible, awful humans, but more focused on because of the profound mercy of God, it's not too late. That no matter what you've done, no matter how you've lived up until now, that the mercy of God is still ready and waiting for you if you would simply turn to Him with your whole heart. And we see this in the first reading, how Jonah is sent to Nineveh to proclaim that Nineveh will be destroyed. And this prompts the king to command everyone, whether it's animal or human, to enter into a fast and to cry out to the Lord with the hope that maybe the Lord will hear them. And it works. The Lord doesn't destroy Nineveh, as he has said, and he's merciful. And then we have Psalm 51 with the refrain, "A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn." The verse before the gospel is once again from Joel. It says, "Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, for I am gracious and merciful." And then from the Gospel of Luke, we see Jesus speaking about his present generation and how they are worse than the Ninevites, because the Ninevites, when they heard the preaching of Jonah, they repented, and how they're worse than those during the time of Solomon, who the Queen of the South came and she heard the wisdom of Solomon, and how the people at that time that Jesus is speaking to, he's calling them to repentance. And he's giving these different instances throughout salvation history, how people have changed, how they've seen and encountered the truth, and that's prompted a change in them. And he's calling the people to experience that same profound interior change. And so while many speak of Lent as this time of suffering or mourning or darkness or just this focus on our flaws and our sinfulness, it's actually a time of profound hope that even now, as I am with my weaknesses, with my flaws, with my sinfulness, the Lord is still calling me to a deeper conversion because there's still time. Something is required of me, though. I must give him my whole heart. I must turn from whatever draws me away from him, whatever is not of the Lord that fills my heart and my mind and takes my attention. But I still have time. I still have breath in my lungs. My heart is still beating. There's still time. And so with this attitude of hope and this thankfulness that the Lord's mercy is for me, for us right now, let us pray. Lord, thank you that your mercy is so generous, that you continually invite us back into relationship with you, that you give us time after time, chance after chance, an opportunity to receive your love and your mercy in a new way. Lord, I ask for the grace to not waste this season of Lent, that we would not waste a single moment or a single day, but that we would seek to return to you with our whole hearts and to be in relationship with you as you desire and as we deeply and authentically desire. St. Francis of Rome, pray for us. Amen.
Hi, Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.